It is Friday, July 12th, 2019. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is Let's Have a Chat. And it's Friday, so that means it's the Forbes edition. Okay, so before I get going, hope everybody had a great week. It's Friday, but we're not done yet. It's still got a lot more to do. Now is the time for that side hustle, all that side hustle stuff to kick in. So let's get to work on that. Those of you that heard the episode last week, I did talk about being prepared and getting ready because you never know when things will happen. Well, guess what? It happened. It's happening right now. Louisiana, Texas, watch out there. Tropical Storm Barry, or is it Hurricane Barry? I'm not too sure if it's made it yet to hurricane strength, but it's getting there. Last time I checked, it wasn't, but that might have changed by now. So either way, folks, perfect example. Look at this. 1 week later, and things are now in a situation where we have to prepare for things. Actually, where I'm at in Texas, we just earlier had a band, or not one, one of those clouds as it peels off the swirl. It came in, got us wet. It was awesome. But no wind. Luckily, the winds were very low. But again, just goes to show just how quickly 1 week, everything can change. Now we're looking at that. Look at the, earth aftershocks and even actual earthquakes are still happening on the West Coast. So again, being prepared, being ready. Get good to go. So do that. Now, so we're talking about Friday. It's Forbes Friday. And today, as it says in the notes, wherever you may see them, down here or off to the side, it doesn't matter. Wherever you see them, I'm talking about toxic workplace, toxicity in the workplace. Folks, on the website, on the Forbes.com website, Andrei Andreev, he's majority owner, founder of Badu and Bumble. They're like dating apps. And He announced for his organization that there's an investigation into allegations of toxic workplace. And this is centered off right now at the London-based corporate headquarters. And the toxicity applies here is mostly deals with women that are no longer employed with the company. They felt they were marginalized, mistreated, and so they've called in this independent company to launch this investigation. Folks, if there's any allegations, any hints, any just nods to there being toxicity in the workplace, guess what? There is a toxic workplace. It's just that simple. It's like, is it day or night? It's one or the other. There's no dusk, no dawn. Is it light or dark? That's it, one or the other. And it happens. It happens. And it happens with organizations that feel that the leadership is lacking. It happens in organizations where leadership and management have turned a blind eye to the way they operate, to the way they do things. And there could be policies and procedures in place, but if the organization itself is not doing something about it, again, that quickly escalates. That quickly gets found out, and then it escalates into toxic workplace. Folks, that's nonsense. This is the 21st century. Those days are gone. Those days should be gone. The type of behavior and allowing that to go on and continue in the organization is also gone. You know, might have been the last remnants of it should have been somewhere around 1999. But the new century, it promised new change, it promised new things to happen. And obviously, it's supposed to be all about growth and about changing and about leading. This whole internet, the internet boom that we had in the 90s and early 2000s, that right there set the standard because it changed the playing field. It changed the game. It got rid of the good old boy system. Look what happened to Enron. But it got rid of that kind of nonsense because more of that was now getting exposed and it was getting out there. Here we are 2019 and it's still going on. And if it's going on in one place, it's going on in other places, folks. Time to review the company policies and procedures. Time to step up and say, hey, look, if this is what's going on over here, is it going on here? And if it is, it's time to clean house, time to sweep, time to revise, time to hold people accountable. And accountability is where it's at. And being held accountable. So if it means getting rid of people, cutting some dead weight, by all means. If it means getting rid of the top tier people, by all means. Because again, it not only works its way from the bottom up, it also is allowed to happen from the top down. So it's not just the frontline staff that are out there playing those games. It's the leadership and the management. Now, notice I'm not equating both. There's leadership and then there's management. Okay? So everybody at the top level down, if they're allowing it, they're condoning it. And how do they condone it? Well, they don't have to actively agree to it, but guess what? When they passively agree, when they passively just, you know, stop that and walk away, but not do anything about it, guess what? They're actively condoning it. So unless they're actively putting a halt to it, saying, you know what, this will stop, this is gonna stop now, it's not being tolerated, I don't care who you are, what level you are, it's time to say goodbye. We're done with you because we don't need this toxicity in the workplace. I mean, this is a worldwide organization. It's a worldwide company. It's used on apps all over, on Android, iPhones. It's used everywhere. And millions of customers, millions and millions of people who've downloaded these apps and are using them, have obviously put this organization at a level where they can function at such a high level of, well, financial stability. But folks, all it takes is one bad person, one bad apple, and it all gets knocked down. So do what you have to do as a manager, as a leader, as a manager and leader. It just depends on who you are in the organization, where you're at. At all levels, talk to your staff. Let them know that, hey, this is not allowed. Talk to your people. Let them know this is not allowed. Here's the policies, here's the procedures, and most of all, ensure that they have a system, a confident, confidential, responsible, trustworthy system that they can report any misdoings, any misgivings, any misunderstandings, anything that's amiss, anything that's wrong, and they want to report it, then make sure they have a way of doing it without any repercussions. Oh, please, without any repercussions, without any retaliation, because there's no need for that. You know, they're just looking out for the organization. You know, they're looking out for themselves because they themselves have been wronged. They've been marginalized or mistreated, as it says in the article, but they also want to keep the organization going because they feel confident that the organization is doing good, so they should have a way to report this and then act it on and not be used as a tool to use against them. And too many organizations have been found guilty of that at all levels. Now, for those of you that are ready to go out there and start calling the local news channel, wait a minute. Make sure you're following the due process. There is a process. And the whistleblower laws, for those of you that don't know what the whistleblower's law, the first thing is not to go to the news channels. It's not to go to the newspapers. That's not the first thing. That's not the whistleblower law. Whistleblower law, rule number one, the only rule, go to the news media. No, that's not how it works. Please understand how it works. Please understand that there is a process, and there's a process for a reason. But rule number one of that whistleblower law, wherever it may be, is not to go to the media. Because again, that just creates mistrust. It kind of starts looking at people a different way, because again, you can't. And it doesn't matter. What happens is that people won't trust that individual because, again, are they only in it for the glory? Are they only in it for the quick buck? They want that settlement money? Or they want to get notoriety on the news? Do they have a hidden agenda? Instead of taking the proper path, the proper avenue, the proper way of doing things. So ensure that your company has something in place and it's used and it's effective, and make sure that any sign of retaliation or retribution is not the standard. It shouldn't even be the exception. It should just be, no, there's not going to have any of that. And that needs to come from the top down and encourage from the top down at all levels. There should be no miscommunication, no misunderstanding at the mid-level. Those managers in the mid-level, it's like playing the game of telephone. You know, you call one person and you say the word and you whisper the word into somebody else's ear, and by the time it comes back around, it's something totally different. No, there is no game of telephone when it comes to dealing with stuff like this. So ensure that those at the mid-level understand it, and then go follow up. You as a leader, you at the top tier, go back and follow up with the frontline staff. And ask them, have you been briefed? And can you tell me about the briefing? That's it. Have you been talked to? Have you gone to the class? Have you understood this? Do you understand what they're saying? And folks, if you find that somewhere along the line someone's dropping the ball, it falls on you up here at the top tier to ensure that that gets taken care of. So, listen, it's Friday. It's a lot to say, a lot to carry, but again, it's the truth. Toxic workplaces exist, but with the help of everyone at all levels, top down, bottom up, sideways, across, peer to peer, front level to back office, it doesn't matter. Everybody works together to get this resolved, because at one point some people wanted to work there because it looked like a great place to work. It should be a great place to work wherever it may be. So my name is Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat for Friday, and have yourself a good weekend. Don't forget, we're not done yet, so keep doing your hustle, keep doing your grind on that side stuff, because this is the time to do it. I'll talk to you on Monday, sports and leadership again, and you know we're going to have something with that too. I'll talk to you soon.